Hello, I'm Sir Henry Kelgrave, and this is my co-host. Go on.
All right, Tom.
Say your full name.
Barley.
No, full name, first and second. Look, we went over this, didn't we?
Yes, sir. Sorry, sir.
Don't call me sir.
Sorry, Henry.
Don't call me that either. Just tell the listeners who you are.
Tom.
Tom what?
Barley.
Together, man.
Tom Barley. I'm Tom Barley.
That's right. This is my co-host, Tom Barley. And together we are Kelgrave and Barley. Oh, do it with me. Together we are
Kelgrave and Barley.
Yes. And on today's pod, Barley and I are going to be discussing the perfect dinner party. Now, Barley, what is the perfect dinner party for you?
One where I don't make any mistakes.
I think that goes without saying, Barley. Do you remember the time Viscount Basil came for supper?
Oh, yes.
Quite a few mistakes that night, weren't there?
Yes, quite a few mistakes.
Well, let's not dwell on it.
Nobody liked my egg soup.
No. No, they didn't.
Or your impression of Emperor Hirohito.
Well, it was a different time.
It was Thursday, sir.
Yes! Anyway, let's not dwell on it and don't call me sir.
Sorry, Henry.
Don't call me Henry. I'm not your mate. I'm your co-host.
Sorry, co-host.
Now, my perfect dinner party is all about the excellent conversation. Oration for stimulation. That's my motto around the dinner table. Isn't that right, Barley?
Sorry, sir.
What's my motto around the dinner table?
Get us more wine, Barley.
No! Don't be ridiculous.
Oh, is it crack open the cigars and show the lady to my chambers?
No! No, Barley, you are in a playful mood this evening. No, it's oration for stimulation.
I'm pretty sure it's more wine.
Barley and I have... I heard that. Barley and I shall give you keen listeners a demonstration of excellent dinner party parlance. Barley, you lead us off. What would you say to stimulate the conversation at a dinner party?
Good evening.
Good evening to you.
Would you like to sit down, sir?
Oh, thank you, yes. How jovial you are, Barley, to call me sir. Old friends that we are. How's Sheila? Still at uni?
Sheila, sir?
It's a fiction. Just go along with it. Imagine yourself in this situation. Just say the first thing that comes into your head. How's Sheila doing at university?
Terrible. I don't know how she got in.
And how are the dogs?
Dead.
And... All right, just keep it light, keep it light. And how is Lady Barley faring?
Dead.
She's dead.
Sorry, sir, it's the first thing that came into my head.
Then use the second thing.
She's not dead, she's alive.
Well, that's jolly good to hear. I think that calls for a drink. Some more wine, Barley.
See, I told you it was your motto, sir.
Barley!
I mean, Henry.
Barley!
No, not that, sir. I mean, Sir Kelgrave. Henners. Sir Henners.
Wait! That's all we've got time for this week. Join us again for more.
Did I do okay, sir?
Lifestyle tips from the manor with Kelgrave and Barley.
Did I do okay?
Join in, Barley! Join us again for more lifestyle tips from the manor with Kelgrave and Barley! I think that went rather well.
Oh, shall I still get you that wine?
No, oh, I think so. Oh, and Barley.
Hmm?
It's sir now.
Oh. Yes, sir.
Hello. I'm Sir Henry Kelgrave.
And I'm Tom Barley.
And together we are
hosting Kelgrave our and podcast. Barley.
For Christ's sake. Welcome, listeners, to Kelgrave and Barley, your favourite witty and relatable aristocratic podcast. Well, what have you been up to this week, Barley?
What, sir?
What? Don't call me sir. What have you been up to this week, Barley? Any fun anecdotes to get us started?
No.
None?
No, sir.
No fun anecdotes?
Nope.
Not even the one that's written down in front of you.
Sorry, sir.
There. Look, right there.
Oh, yes. Now that you mention it, something funny did happen to me last week, old boy.
Ha ha. Well, pray tell, Barley.
I attended dinner at the Duke of Grafton's house and drank so much wine I punched a vicar.
Oh, dear, Barley. Better be more careful next time, eh? Port goes straight to your head.
Yeah, but that was you, sir.
Shut up.
That was you. I had to come
shut
and pick
up,
you up.
Just shut up, Ali.
In court next
no,
week.
It was you.
Sorry.
On today's episode, we'll be covering a topic that every decent aristocrat knows a thing or two about. Investment. The where and the how. Barley, if you came into a handsome sum of cash, where would you invest it?
I'd fix my mother's roof and pay off her heating bill.
That's not going to get you a very good return, is it? Hey, Barley?
Oh, no.
It's a good thing I'm the one with the cash.
Yes, sir.
Don't call me sir. This podcast's all about fun.
Oh, of course. Sorry.
Yes. Now, it's fashionable these days, among the middle classes, to invest in property. But one big drawback is, of course, it involves dealing with the public.
And the house might be infested with damp, which means a section of the roof collapses during the coldest winter since 1963.
Well, quite.
Mould's not easy to treat for a 91-year-old woman.
Yes, fine. Well, there you have it. From Calcrape and Barley, both investing in property is a no-no.
Unless it's in the Cayman Islands.
What's that, Barley?
Well, unless it's in the Cayman Islands. You've invested a lot of money there, haven't you, sir?
Shut up, Barley.
Oh, sorry. No, that was in the 2000s, the noughties, wasn't it? It's Bermuda now, isn't it?
Yes. Oh, all right, shut up.
Oh, yeah, yes, sir. Sorry, sir.
So, back on track. If it's not property, Barley, then where would you invest?
Oh, I'd probably wait, old boy.
Wait? The early bird catches the interest rate.
Yeah, but I'd wait for the sale of Sir's new island in the Maldives to go through and funnel it all through there.
Yes, all right, Barley.
And using a shell company in the United Kingdom and layering the finances...
That's enough, Barley.
...through a series of international bank accounts using incremental payments, I'd get to keep all the money. Isn't that right, sir?
Why, what absolute drivel, Barley.
Drivel?
Well, of course it's drivel. You'd never catch me doing it like that, you fool. You'd reroute the money through trusted third parties with specialist interests and discreet back channels. That way, you avoid any interest from the authorities or paying any tax.
Oh, I see, sir.
Honestly, Barley, you'd be hopeless without me, wouldn't you, and my connections? But of course, the main aim of the game is secrecy.
Oh, yes.
Make sure... However you choose to evade tax, and whatever politicians that help you with it, you keep it under wraps.
Mum's the word.
Well, that's all we've got time for this week on Calcrape and Barley. So, be sure to tune in next week when we'll be discussing hiring the help. Maids. The bustier the better.